Sound like a steamboat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scare the hogs.
Mm-hmm. How about sheep? Calling them. Chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Is this what you called?
That's right.
How did you call?
Chick, 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 chick.
That's the only one I've ever used. We had chickens, and I had a rabbit once, but I never had to call him anything. He was always there. If someone said, is it far from here over to the infirmary there? You might say, no, it's not far, it's just
50 yards.
Uh-huh. And if somebody says, is it far from, would it be far for me to walk from here to town?
A couple of miles. Mm-hmm.
If something is very common, oh, let's say Bermuda grass, somebody says, where can I find some Bermuda grass to look at? You say, well, just go out here and you can find Bermuda grass just
pasture.
Anywhere.
Just anywhere?
Well, yes, you can find anywhere.
Mm-hmm. See, there was some good looking Bermuda on that day and today. I bet the chickens in there were that big around.
They should keep that, too. They should keep that kind of mold up there. Of course, I know it'd be hard to do, but it'll do the grass.
It won't
good
be.
To keep it trim. Mm-hmm.
They used to keep it up more, and they don't do anything on it anymore.
They should get rid of some of those little fish in that dam.
Yeah, there's too many small fish.
That one I got was about that long. It was a good sized fish. And you could almost see through him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a bunch of little ones. For that one big one, I got a half dozen about that long.
But nobody fishes much over anymore.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, they used to fish over there all the time.
What do they do now, a little Worcester?
Well, they got some of these farm ponds now, see? They all go out there, or either old Worcester Lake since
they
have it.
They got another lake down here by Tuscola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that on the map in the hotel.
That's a nice little lake.
Is it very old?
No, it's only been open now a couple of years, I think.
Should be yielding good then.
They catch a lot of catfish in there.
Huh.
They have a lot of little streams that run into that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those farm ponds overflow and these catfish get in there. Mm-hmm. They catch quite a few, pretty good ones.
They're fun.
But it's nice. But the banks are all clean. You can fish all around that.
Huh.
There's no brush or anything on it.
Huh. That sounds like a well-managed lake.
It is. It's well, the game and fish handling.
Oh, a lot of places where I go, I'll stop by the county agent's office and tell him what I'm doing and ask him to recommend some people. But of course, sometimes he isn't there, so I go through his bookshelves and read all the pamphlets on farm ponds and this and that and the other thing. And one of the things they say is keep the brush off.
Yeah.
And don't have a shallow edge, get it deep, run it right down. Well, if a fellow came in and had virgin land and he wanted to plant it, what would he do?
He'd have to clear it first.
What does this mean?
Cutting all the underbrush and removing trees.
Mm-hmm. Now, brush, what would that be?
Well, that's your little stubby briar, green briar.
Bushes?
Bushes.
And after he got all those off, what would he do?